I'm joined by Jashenka, who is one square down from Taro Square, where there's still clashes going on, I understand.
Yeah, that's right, Haroon. The fighting is incredibly intense. I'm looking down over Abdulmonem Riyad, which is the major square just north of Tahrir, and it's where the pro-Mubarak demonstrators have been gathering all day. And they're still large in numbers, even though a lot have gone home. There's still a good few hundred, if not over 1,000 people square, and they're currently fighting running street battles with protesters in Tahrir, who are further down past the Egyptian Museum. And from where I'm standing, I can see Molotov cocktails being thrown from different roofs. I've been on the phone in the last few minutes to various contacts who are right down there in the thick of the fighting, and they say there's two battles going on, one on the ground and one in the air on the rooftop. Different groups, some pro-Mubarak, some anti-Mubarak, have taken different rooftops, and they're throwing petrol bombs at each other, and they're throwing petrol bombs down on the crowd. From where I am, I can see down into Mahmoud Basuni Street, which runs from Abdulmonem Riyad to another major downtown square, Talatab. And in the last few minutes, we've seen several petrol bombs thrown in that direction too, big explosions, gunshots in the air, and a lot of confusion on the ground. By all accounts, Tahrir Square is still being held by the anti-Mubarak protesters. They've secured Asr al-Nil's bridge, which one of the main thoroughfares in Tahrir. The night is certainly not over. It's just gone about 10:20 in the evening here, and without a doubt, it looks as if the violence and fighting is going to continue well into the night.
There have been talks, rumour of reinforcements coming, or on both sides. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, certainly, in terms of ringing around my contacts and seeing what people have been saying on Twitter, amongst the anti-government activists, the advice seems to be split. Some people are desperately calling for reinforcement. We need to hold the square no matter what. Please come. And others saying, God help us, we need to get out. Possible exit routes. Because the problem is that a lot of the pro-Mubarak thugs, and to be honest, at this stage, I think we can say pretty objectively that's what they are. Those that have been caught, many of them have been found with police IDs. Many of them have identified themselves as prisoners who have been paid today to come out and cause trouble. So I think we can pretty definitively say now that at least the hardcore nub of these pro-Mubarak protesters who remain out in the streets now are people who are intent on violence. And some of those have stolen into the back streets around downtown, or are trying to approach Tahrir from different corners. Advice is going around amongst the anti-Mubarak protesters, saying, it's safe to leave down this road, or be careful if you go down this one. So yes, but some of them are calling for reinforcements, and others are suggesting that they all need to escape as quickly as possible. Obviously, a very dangerous situation could develop if that critical mass of numbers in Tahrir Square amongst the anti-Mubarak protesters was to start thinning out, and then those that were left would certainly be very vulnerable to these continuing attacks by the pro-Mubarak forces.